ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's the first day of the lie.
It is. Totally forgot.
July is a lie.
No.
The lie.
It's my birthday month.
That's from Rugrats. The fourth of the lie.
Ah.
Doug, Rugrats?
Yeah.
It's my
boy. But Tommy, I remember Rugrats.
But Tommy. Oh, gosh. I read this article the other day about Nicktoons. I love Nicktoons.
Yeah?
I remember when Doug and Rugrats and Ren and Stimpy came out, and it was so awesome.
Yeah.
And they used to come on before church every Sunday, and I didn't want to go to church. I just wanted to stay at home and watch Nicktoons. That's all I wanted. And then Legends of the Hidden Temple came on, and What Would You Do, and all those shows. And I just wanted to watch them. But I was reading this article, and it was talking about how dark Nicktoons were, and you just didn't realize it.
What?
And it was going through all these little things, and it was like, oh, yeah. It did, like, Doug and then Rugrats and Hey Arnold and All Real Monsters, you know, and all those. And then at the end it said Ren and Stimpy, and it was like, the whole show was dark.
Yeah.
It was like everything about the show was crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember.
Oh.
I remember. Do you remember?
Speaking of watching things, coming up today at 2 o'clock, the United States is taking on Belgium. Here in Albuquerque, the mayor has opened up the chemo theater.
No way.
Yeah, the city is rocking something today with
That's cool.
ESPN Radio.
Nice.
At 2 o'clock. They're going to be showing the game for free. I got a press release last night.
That's
like,
What's Up Tuesday?
Yeah.
Turned up Tuesday.
The mayor turns up.
Turned down for what, Doug? Doug says never turn down.
Turned down for what, Tuesday?
Turned down for what, Tuesday?
Should we take this?
Yeah, why not?
Static!
What up, dude?
Hey, whoa! Shane!
Calling early, buddy.
Breaking news. This just in. Dude, I'm just kind of bummed. You guys are going to be in front of the TV watching me on Channel 2 this morning.
What are you doing?
I'm getting interviewed about a little TV show I did.
Hey! Look at you, Mr. Sir!
And I got my Static Radio t-shirt on, man.
Yeah. It's the green and black one?
Yeah, the old school. Well, nobody ever gives me new stuff, man.
Well,
you know,
we don't have any.
We don't have any new stuff.
So,
we're
no
gonna
one's
get
that
some.
Important because we don't have one.
Nah, man. I'll tell you right now, man. I just knew I wasn't going to be able to get back to you guys today, and I love you guys, man.
Thanks, Shane.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
dude,
pretty cool, so. Man. Pretty
yeah,
cool.
You get a chance. You guys tune in to the old Casa.
You got
and,
it, dude.
And have an amazing day, man.
You love too. Guys. Love you.
Right, love
you.
I
was not expecting Hurricane Shane.
Me either. I was expecting Matthew from ABQ.
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
It's going to be a weird day.
Something's wrong.
It's going to be a weird day.
United States taking on Belgium today, 2 o'clock. As I mentioned, the mayor's opening it up. For free to the citizens.
Sports.
43
cool.
people in Albuquerque sports. Who watch the World Cup are stoked. No, hopefully there's more than that. But
yeah.
I was excited when I saw that yesterday. The mayor. It's happening.
The mayor. Hey, are we going to tell the people about New Music Tuesday?
Yes. Yeah. Today is a special day. It's summertime, and we thought, dude, being that it's summertime, let's be honest, people are sleeping in a little bit more because, you know, they got that summertime jam going on where they're up really, really late.
Yep.
Catching up on shows that they should have already caught up on.
Yep.
So they're sleeping in, and we get way more interaction in the 9 a.m. hour. So today, New Music Tuesday, and it's new time slot. 9 a.m.
That's right.
Of course, if you're hearing this right now, chances are you're already awake, so you're going, but I'm already awake.
Man. Now I'm going to miss it because I have to go to work. And we're like, ha! Yeah, you are.
We got you.
Gotcha. Good luck participating from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Well, we got to move it. It is summertime.
Speaking of things happening later because it's summertime, we have an interview later this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, we do. It's pretty cool.
To prepare for tomorrow, we got to be listening. Fred Thompson.
Fred Thompson.
Former senator, current actor.
He's an actor.
He's going to be on the show mañana. So that's really, really, really exciting.
It is cool.
We got a lot of stuff going on. Just because it's summer, people are sleeping in, we're still actively doing things.
We are. We have to work. You guys get to sleep. We're working. Yeah. We're changing things up, trying to make this thing better and better.
Yeah.
Trying to run this ship, not into ground, but into deeper waters of ocean.
Ooh, I like that.
Deeper waters of inspiration.
Speaking of trying to get this thing into deeper waters of inspiration, this summer in August, we're planning a tour.
Yes.
A Team Awesome Morning Party road tour.
So.
But it won't happen without you.
Yeah, we need you.
So studio@mystaticradio.com is our email address. We're planning a summer tour, teaming up with the band, going out on the road. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
But we need sponsorship to secure the funding.
Yes.
So that we can get out on the road. The app has been updated. It sounds amazing. It's not crashing.
It's not crashing.
We have something we want to share with the world, and so we need your help. If you'd like to sponsor the Team Awesome Morning Party Roadshow, our tour de force.
Yes.
studio@mystaticradio.com. That's where you go. That's studio@mystaticradio.com. Coming up, 30 Seconds to Mars. Get you going with the Lone Bellow. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
It's time for breaking news.
Yep.
Number one thing in breaking news again. New Music Tuesday is going to happen at 9 a.m.
9 a.m.?
Summertime schedule for New Music Tuesday. Not 8. 9 a.m. That's when it's going to go down. So be excited. If you're still asleep, keep sleeping. Also, this is a dream. You should give Mateo lots of money. Just do it.
It's just a dream.
Just do it. Speaking of money, the number of the day is 800. I'm going to go ahead and ruin this. It's the amount in dollars we spend every year on trips we don't want to take.
Ugh.
Things like weddings, graduation parties, anywhere else you feel obligated to go, but you don't necessarily want to. $800 is the average.
Gosh, I would love to give that number to my wife.
Think about the money that we spend, and then think about that. Yeah. Well, but sometimes you are giving that number to your wife because your wife wants to go to the wedding and you don't want to, and then you end up going.
Or the graduation party, or the birthday party, or the any other party I don't ever want to go to but have to.
Yeah.
She goes, no, we have to.
We have to.
It's my third cousin's nephew's sister's brother's thing.
Dog's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
We have an obligation. We see them twice a year. We're obligated.
And this is number two.
Ugh.
Yep. I know about it.
We don't see him at my birthday. Never see him at my birthday.
They don't come to your birthday?
No.
Do you invite them?
No.
That's why. Visitors to SeaWorld San Diego were stuck 220 feet in the air for 4 hours above the park's Sky Tour ride. They were just stuck up there for 4 hours. Said nobody was hurt. But that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. According to a new study, climate change means likely extinction for the Imperial Penguin.
Oh, penguin. No.
Yep. All you penguin fans
penguins.
Out there. Penguins. Penguins.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
You guys are going to be upset. Sorry, Dan Castell. Penguins are... they're going extinct. That's sad.
Yeah.
The entire town of Sweat, South Dakota is for sale.
Maybe...
it's spelled S-W-E-T-T. Sweat.
Sweat. Gonna make you sweat too, you sweat, baby, sweat.
That's from a song by a band called the Bloodhound Gang.
And I thought of CNC Music Factory.
I can't sing that on the station because it's bad. Isn't it, Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug says, don't sing it, Mateo.
Yeah.
But that makes me want to sing it. I'm real close to singing it.
Don't you do it.
Oh, no. I'm not going to do it.
Hey, you and me, baby.
Nothing.
But mammals.
Nothing. A Kansas woman damaged her home after she tried to rid her apartment of a spider by setting towels on fire.
Okay.
The woman was arrested for arson. Not the way to kill a spider.
Yeah, I'm thinking not.
Speaking of spiders, yeah. I got in the shower yesterday. Dip, 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 dip. What is that? Oh, it's a dead spider. Ha! And I thank the Lord for protecting me. It was on the ground. It had drowned.
It's that time of year, man.
Spiders come out. Spiders go.
Bugs.
Bugs.
I have killed three. Counting
centipedes.
Three roaches.
Millipedes.
I never see roaches. It's been gross.
I'm used to roaches. We had roaches everywhere in Mississippi.
Oh, see?
They just go...
Oh, we got a garden, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, hey, there's stuff over here.
What's that? It's a snake!
Ugh.
There's a new study showing why sunglasses make people look cooler.
Oh, cool.
Duh, everybody.
Obviously.
You know, I have a pair of sunglasses, but I hardly ever wear them. It's weird. You have sunglasses all the time.
I do.
He's wearing them right now. We're inside.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you got your sunglasses on.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Do I look cooler?
Not inside, you don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Doug, how does he look with those things on inside? Doug
what?
Says no.
Come on,
can you
Doug?
See him?
Yeah.
Part of the reason you can't see is because you're inside.
Oh.
If we were outside, it would make sense.
But it's so bright in here.
That means something else happened.
Yeah, all right.
A vendor at a Pennsylvania gun show accidentally shot a woman. Don't go to the gun show in Pennsylvania if you're a woman.
Yeah.
You're going to get shot by accident.
That's crazy.
Yep. A Dutch airline had to apologize after it tweeted a cartoonish figure of a Mexican in a sombrero and wearing a mustache after the Dutch team defeated Mexico in the World Cup.
No way! Awesome.
Guys, did you see what I retweeted last night twice?
No.
Community has been renewed.
Oh, I know.
I'm not gonna lie. Hooray!
I kind of don't care because it's on Yahoo.
I care.
How are you going to watch it?
I'm going to watch it. The internet is there, yeah. And I'll watch it. I'll make it happen. The cool thing is, I don't know if we got to this part, because we had to play a little catch-up, because Steve-O started watching this season.
Six seasons in a movie?
We went back, yeah. And they start mentioning that. And now we got our six seasons, and the movie is rumored to be... being negotiated.
It's just so weird to me that Yahoo picked it up. Like, I was hoping Netflix or Hulu or one of those services, mm-hmm. And now it's like, I have to sit and watch it in front of my computer?
I know. Well, I did a little research. Well, you have an Apple TV.
Yeah, but there's no, like, Yahoo app.
Yet.
Yeah,
I bet there'll
true.
Be one. I was doing some research in Yahoo. They have two original series coming out this year. They're kind of doing that
so
thing.
So weird.
So, it'll come out.
I hope so.
Man, I can't wait. I'm so excited. It gives the creators more control.
Mm-hmm.
They can be a little crazier.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! It's not the darkest timeline anymore. Here's some cool science. Muscle tissue could make robots more lifelike.
What?
A robot powered by muscle tissue could improve how engineers design future robots for disaster relief operations, exploration, or construction. The 3D printed BioBot, created by some researchers at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, has more precise control over its movements and a more dramatic range of motion, so it can navigate and change its movement in response to its environment.
Nope.
The rectangular robot measures about 0.2 inches long and is constructed from a flexible jelly-type material and fitted with two strips of engineered muscle tissue on either end. This type of skeletal muscle tissue could eventually replace conventional motors and robots. That's awesome.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I think that's really cool.
And the last time we saw a robot with flesh, he was taking people out because he was from the future.
Yes.
And his mission was to kill John Connor.
Yes, and he'll be back. He'll be back because they're making Terminator 5.
Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live.
Toronto Mayor Rob Ford's go back to work on Monday. Oh. This is weird. Oh, he's quoted as saying, I'm ashamed and humiliated. He told reporters, thanks to my treatment, I can proudly say today that I have begun the process of taking control of my life. He spent 8 weeks in rehab. Ford admitted to being addicted to alcohol and drugs, said he was ashamed and humiliated, and had no one to blame but himself, and apologized to the entire city.
Wow.
He then shifted gears into a campaign speech touting his achievements and his vow to stop the gravy train at City Hall.
Wow.
So I guess he's going to try to go back.
All right.
But he is ashamed and humiliated. Check this out. The annual 4th of July fireworks won't be the only light show inspiring all at the Hollywood Bowl this week. Concertgoers at the iconic Los Angeles venue are oohing and aahing over new technology called tush lights, which is reducing restroom wait times. It's a simple solution to busy bathrooms. A light above each restroom stall glows green when the stall is open and turns red when the door is locked, instantly showing which stalls are available. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's advancement right there.
I like that.
This is the future.
Yeah.
That's the internet. That's the internet right there.
Dude.
Why do we need lights to tell us what we can see by watching people come and go from stalls? Huh? Because apparently we don't see people coming and going from stalls. At the Hollywood Bowl, Tush Light's first venue, the inventor says that during a 20-minute intermission, mostly at the women's restroom, there were lines that would go all the way out the door. Meanwhile, there were stalls in the middle that were completely vacant and nobody knew.
Yeah.
Because doors didn't open or close properly or bathroom goers weren't paying attention. A Hollywood Bowl spokesperson confirms that wait times have decreased and women seem to love it. They got a little light up there.
Good job, inventor of the light bulb.
Good job!
Who's that, Benjamin Franklin?
I think it was Socrates that invented the light bulb.
Shout out, Socrates.
What's up, dude?
Yeah.
Philosophy, whatnot.
Light bulbs.
Electrifying philosophy.
Yep.
Waffle House has urged fans to boycott Belgian waffles. At any other time, it would be perfectly acceptable to enjoy a tasty Belgian waffle. But Waffle House is reminding Americans that this is not that time.
No, it's not.
Not when Team USA is about to face Team Belgium in the World Cup today. Waffle House is encouraging Americans to boycott Belgian waffles and has sent out a few tweets with the message, one of which I retweeted yesterday.
Awesome.
At Alana Mateo.
Dude, Germany yesterday.
Was it? What happened?
It was crazy.
Yeah?
They played Algeria and it was like, hey, this is getting crazy. I think Algeria is going to beat Germany. There were so many opportunities. 0-0, 0-0, 0-0, 0-0, all the way, like 90th minute. It was like, oh, man, this is crazy. Nothing. We got to go to extra time. So then, they have to go to extra time. 2 minutes into extra time, Germany scores a goal. Oh. Then Germany scores another goal, and it's like 2-0. There's no way. And then Algeria's like, yeah, right. Boom, goal. 2-1. Like, in a matter of minutes, the two teams scored 3 goals, and it was just like, oh, crap. But Germany won.
Wow.
Germany beat them 2-1.
What a game.
So Germany's taking on France, which is going to be an incredible game.
Germany taking on France.
That's going to be amazing. And
yeah.
If France can do what Algeria did, I think France can beat Germany. Yeah, I said it. I think France can beat Germany.
Wow.
If that Germany team shows up and France shows up the way they've been showing up, they look great. Yeah, 2 o'clock today, guys.
2 o'clock today.
The mayor announced they are opening up the chemo theater free to the public.
Free to the public.
Yeah, 101.7 The Team. It's our ESPN radio. They're totally rocking it.
They're
like
going to be chilling.
Yep, they're going to be chilling. So, free admission, chemo theater.
Speaking of chilling.
Yeah.
Brace yourselves, children of the 1980s. That's me. That's you.
That's me.
Doug?
Yeah.
It's close. The Trapper Keeper is back. That's right. And now it works with your iPad.
No!
Really?
I love Trapper Keeper.
The Trapper Keeper, the beloved organizational tool that was all but ubiquitous in classroom. That's right, I just read ubiquitous.
Good job.
What's up? What's up now? It's 6:42 in the morning.
What's up now?
I
didn't even stumble on it at all. Ubiquitous. That was good.
All but ubiquitous in classrooms in the 1980s and 90s kept two generations of school kids organized. And look at classrooms now.
Yeah, all disorganized.
They're crazy.
Where's Michelle Pfeiffer?
It's a war zone.
Yeah.
Not only was the Trapper Keeper a great way to keep your papers from falling out of folders and classwork organized, it was the ultimate status symbol. I can attest to this.
Yeah, dude.
Times have changed, however. And kids and adults in 2014 don't really use loose leaf notebook paper as much as they use laptops and tablets, which is very true.
Yeah.
Which is why the Kensington... Oh, Kensington is the company. Which is why Kensington has partnered with the good people at Mead, maker of the Trapper Keeper.
Yeah.
To bring out a new Trapper Keeper aimed at 8-inch and 10-inch tablets. The designs are a remnant of the classic Trapper Keeper designs of the early 1980s, but instead of storing papers, it's just a universal tablet case, and that is going to be the coolest thing that comes out all freaking year.
You know I'm getting one.
I'm getting Dawn one. We're going to have a Trapper Keeper. It's going to have Saturn on it and, like, space rocks and things flying around.
I always loved the Trapper Keeper with, like, the had like the oversized head, you know, and it was like, this is a baseball scene.
Yeah, the sports
one. Here's, like, a big old head, and
he was hitting like a dragon Trapper Keeper. You guys don't even know.
You don't.
Kids born after 1992, you don't know.
Doug,
what year were you born?
Well, he's 25, so
he was born
like
in
89.
You don't know,
you
Doug.
Don't know
he could know.
You don't know.
No.
No.
You wouldn't know because they were gone.
Yeah.
By the time you were 10, they were out.
Yeah.
They were horrible.
Gosh.
Love you, Doug.
I mean, I guess.
You can be 89. In our club forever. You're in our club. He's in our club. He's in our club.
You missed a glorious time, Doug.
Singapore Airlines has corpse cupboard for dead bodies. Flying is the absolute worst. Sometimes an early death seems preferable to the sweaty, sardine-packed journey that is coach these days. Something like 260 people might die mid-flight each year. So what does an airline do if that happens? Singapore Air has a corpse cupboard with straps inside to hold a dead body in case of turbulence.
No way!
If there's an empty row, the body will be respectfully laid out across the seats.
What? Okay.
Check this out. Social media addicts are competing for places on a cold turkey detox program on a remote Scottish island. Six techies will try to prove the depth of their obsession and get selected for the three-day tech timeout experiment, where they'll be denied access to smartphones, tablets, or a Wi-Fi connection. Over 50 people have already applied. The event takes place on the Isle of Arran in September. And speaking of that, a new survey found 4% of us wouldn't last a day without our smartphone.
I couldn't. Yeah.
Smartphones only rank below the internet and hygiene as a life priority. 91% of us say our phone is as important as our car. It's worse for millennials. They rank their phone higher than deodorant and a toothbrush. And let me tell you, if you've hung out with a bunch of millennials, that's very true.
That's very, very, very true.
Because they don't care about stink at all. They smell horrible. And that, my friends, is your breaking news. Let's take a quick look at traffic.
Let's do it.
We should get a new traffic thing where it tells me where all the smartphones are.
Yeah.
We could call it Track It.
Oh,
and I could track everyone. I could track all of you. I could know where Mitch was at all times
and set up
pranks.
They have apps for that.
They do?
Yeah. Like Find My Phone or Find
Mitch
or whatever. Yeah.
Find Your Coworker.
Yeah.
We have construction I-25 at Paseo. We have construction I-25 between San Antonio and Paseo. The roadway is reduced to one lane. And we have a road closed due to construction. 2nd Street North at Central Avenue. That's your look at traffic because it is time, ladies and gents, this morning for birthdays with Doug. Doug, what's going on, man?
It's the first of the month.
Okay.
Dang,
wake
Doug.
Wake up.
Time to cash your checks and get up.
Yeah.
Doug, you come in strong at the first of the month.
Yep.
Got to.
First of the best month of the year. Yeah.
No, the saying goes,
July.
Paid on the first, broke on the second.
I know about that. I ain't about that life, Doug.
Hashtag
hey,
the struggle's real.
No.
Hashtag first world problems.
Hashtag no scrubs.
Yeah.
Dang.
Today is July 1st, 2014, day 182. There are 183 days remaining in the year. First up this morning.
Busy bone.
No.
Crazy bone.
Oh, I forgot to go back on the playlist. Hold on. Bear with me. It's the first of the month.
It is the first of the month.
Doug, you're already broke.
It's all about that money. David Prowse.
Yes.
Whoa! What?
Yes, Happy. It is.
Who is David Prowse?
Best known for playing the physical form of Darth Vader in the original Star Wars trilogy.
Good grief. Good grief. That's next level nerddom right there.
Thank you. Have you ever heard the original tapes?
No.
Before they got the overdub?
I don't want to. Are they bad?
He's still alive. Scottish. And it was before James Earl Jones, so he had to say all the lines originally.
Did it sound crazy?
Yes.
Was it intimidating?
No.
Oh.
It's hilarious. It was on, like, B-Reel, and so...
I'm gonna have to look that
up. So Lucas put it out, and it is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
David Krause.
Yeah.
David Crowder.
Yeah.
How old is he? How old is...
David Prowse.
Prowse, not Krause.
Gosh, I'm kind of proud of myself right now.
I'm proud of you, too.
Well, you do have a Darth Vader tattoo.
I really do.
So you should have gotten that one, right?
Do you have a David Prowse tattoo?
Well, technically, yes, because no. He was underneath this mask.
You should get a James Earl Jones tattoo and a David Prowse tattoo and an Anakin tattoo.
And Mufasa.
Yes.
And Mufasa and
all right there together.
Simba. Simba.
Yeah.
Simba.
David Prowse is the big 6-0.
David Prowse is 62.
He is 79 years old today.
Why is he so old?
Because he's from a galaxy far, far away.
Well done.
And next up.
A long, long time ago.
She is considered the first lady of punk rock.
Blondie.
Yes, Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry.
When I was in high school, she totally played at Disneyland, and I was like, hey, this girl sounds a lot like Blondie, and they were like, it is Blondie, and I was like, cool, that means there's no lines on the rides, and I totally just rode Star Tours again 6 times.
Heck yeah. Well done. Good plan.
Yeah.
Oh, Blondie. Okay.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Okay, yeah.
Still thankful to her. Got a bunch of extra rides in.
Thanks, Blondie.
Oh, Debbie, you are 57.
Debbie Harry, you are 58. Today?
Today she is 69 years old.
Whoa, dude!
B-52s.
Yep.
Yes. Fred Schneider, the vocalist.
That's the side of the road that's at 16 miles to the...
Love Shack! Okay, I'm
headed down
60.
Highway. Looking for the love. Get away.
68. Today, Fred Schneider is 63 years old.
I'm 20 and I'm heading on down.
Wait, dang, dude. This is like...
Man, the Bee Gees.
It's the Bee Gees.
This is YMCA.
Yeah. It's the Village People.
Yes.
This is straight up...
Punch me in the face.
Like karaoke superstar day.
It is, man.
Victor Willis of the Village People, the original lead singer.
Which one was he?
The naval officer.
Yes.
Okay. Gosh.
Young man,
69.
There's a place you could die.
I don't know. Okay, wait, what'd you say, 69? Mm-hmm. 70.
Today he is 63 years old.
Wow, same day as the B-52 guys. I wonder if that... Okay.
No.
Matthew Broderick.
No.
That other guy.
Cameron! Yes, Alan Rock. Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Spin City.
Did you guys know that there's a theory that I sent this to Doug the other day? I think Paul from Houston sent it to me. There's a theory that Ferris is a figment of Cameron's imagination, a la Tyler Durden in Fight Club. And Doug says he hates that movie now.
What?
No, I didn't say that.
He said he hates it. He said
that's why nobody saw him on the float dancing and singing. That's why his dad didn't see him in the taxi.
Think about it. Ferris Bueller, you're my hero. So that would mean Cameron's with that girl the whole time, too.
Yeah, but that would also mean that when he fell into the swimming pool, nobody was there to really save him. He saved himself? It doesn't make any sense. That's stupid. He is 58.
55.
Steve-O, you are correct.
Hey!
You know. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Couldn't have done it without my wife.
I know.
My mom.
I want to give a shout-out to Debbie Harry. Baywatch. David Hasselhoff.
No.
Pamela Anderson.
Yes.
Yeah!
Wow. Okay. I would have been out after those two. Those are the only two.
Is Carmen Electra in this show?
Oh, was she?
Yasmin Bleeth.
Yasmin Bleeth. Yes!
From basketball.
She was beautiful.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And those other guys. All the other guys.
All the other people.
Yeah, the other guys.
Man, she is 50.
I'm 50. 51.
She is 47 years old today.
Okay.
Well, she looks older.
Next up.
Missy Elliott.
Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
Oh!
Man. Okay, remember.
Talented.
Yes.
Mucho's talented.
For reals. Oh, Missy Elliott.
You think Nicki Minaj is
great
good.
Great birthday today.
You go
exactly,
back.
Man.
Go back.
Exactly.
To when the
so
real talent happened.
No, yeah. Okay.
We still got two more birthdays.
Yes.
Really? Yes.
Missy Elliott.
36.
No. She's like 45.
She is 47 years old today.
45. 7. Chicka chicka.
Bo bo. Oh my gosh. Steven Tyler?
Nope.
Joe Perry?
Nope.
Bass player?
Nope.
Drummer?
Not from the band, but related to the band.
Oh, Liv Tyler!
Yes! Liv Tyler! Oh! She's beautiful. She's in that thing you do.
No. She reminds me of my sister and it always freaks me out. So
she's so beautiful.
No, gross. Oh,
Liv Tyler
weird.
Is beautiful. Doug? Doug?
I was
she's
just
pretty.
Sarah.
She's pretty.
My
she's beautiful.
Sister.
That thing you do is
oh,
awesome.
I know. The thing you do is incredible.
She's
she was in Jersey Girl.
I did not see your sister at all. I just see Liv Tyler.
She was in Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
She was in
Incredible Hulk.
Her dad's music video. Crazy.
She's in Incredible Hulk.
She's in Incredible Hulk, yeah. Gosh, that thing you do is one of the best movies. Okay.
In this sweet surrender.
38.
Oh, man, it's a sad day when Liv Tyler's that old. 37.
Tail.
Nicely done, buddy. Way to tie it up.
All right, and the last birthday this morning.
No.
Here's a little hint.
We're on a mission from God.
John.
Dan Aykroyd.
I mean,
yeah, it is John Mr. Dan is Aykroyd's birthday.
If you've never seen Blues Brothers, you need to watch it.
He was also Ray.
We're so glad to see so many.
He's been in everything.
He was also, yeah.
He's been
Spies
in a ton
like
of
us.
Movies. Yeah. He was in Tommy Boy.
Yeah. Dude, Dan Aykroyd. Today is Dan Aykroyd's birthday.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
Is he in Great Outdoors with John Candy?
Eugene Levy was in that. No, wait, was Luke Eugene Levy or was it Dan Aykroyd?
Everybody, whoa, need somebody.
Dan Aykroyd today everybody. Is 65 years old.
To love, 67.
He is 62 years old today.
Ah! So close.
On two dates.
Someone to love.
In this same way, your Coca-Cola adopted its distinctive contoured bottle to set itself apart from competitors.
I'm so glad you found this commercial.
1941. Coca-Cola.
1921.
1916.
Wow.
Yeah, that bottle's been around a long time.
Yeah, almost 100 years.
On this day in what year, the self-lighting cigarette was patented. The tip had a built-in match which could be struck on any rough surface.
Weird.
Me and Stubbo decided we're going to start smoking.
No, we did
Yes, we did. Because it's cool, Doug.
Yeah.
I saw a commercial and this guy was wearing sunglasses and smoking. I was like, that's cool, man.
Leather jacket.
That looks real cool. I think it's the key to being cool.
When was the last time you saw a commercial where it was cool to smoke?
Yeah.
Like, nowadays, everybody's like, nah, man, environmentally friendly.
It was in the 90s.
You got to be healthy.
Did you read that John Constantine is not smoking?
I did read that.
Yeah. We'll probably talk about that tomorrow.
We have to talk about that a little bit. Fictional character, by the way, from Hellblazer, the comic book.
Yeah.
He's got his own television series.
He's known for smoking constantly. That's one of his things in the comic. But NBC is not letting the character smoke.
Yeah, which is good.
It's like the guy from the X-Files who was strictly known as the smoking guy.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I wanted to be cool by smoking, so this doesn't support me.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's not cool. It's not cool.
It is not cool. 1962.
1961.
1922.
Dang, dude.
On this day, what year NBC broadcast the first FCC-sanctioned TV commercial and ad for Volvo watches shown during a Dodgers and Phillies game?
Wow. 1939.
1957.
1941. Ah! Oh, Postal Service.
On this day, what year zip codes were introduced in the United States?
Gosh, it sounds great on our beats.
It does.
'53.
I'm very distracted.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I never realized that the programming noises like were panning.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Sorry, Doug.
No, you're good.
What'd you say?
1953 or something like that?
Yes, you said 1953. Okay.
1954.
1963. Ah! And on this day in what year, Sony introduced the Walkman.
Oh!
It sold for $200.
This is one of my favorite songs by Jars! The Walkman, not the Discman.
The Walkman.
Walkman. So tape. So 1984.
1983.
1979.
Oh, man.
On this day in what year, O Canada officially became the national anthem of Canada?
Really? Why? Okay, 1982.
1980. Last but not least this morning, on this day in what year, the United States is going to beat Belgium.
Oh, 2014!
2014!
Yes. Boom! Here we are!
I believe! Woo! I believe we will win!
It's happening, bro. It's happening. We will do this! 2 o'clock today, Belgium, you're going down!
Do we have any number one songs?
No, but we're going to beat Belgium today.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
No Belgian waffles.
Yeah,
we are.
Today is Cell Phone Courtesy Month, Family Reunion Month, Fireworks Safety Month, National Baked Bean Month, National Bison Month, National Blueberry Month, National Culinary Arts Month, National Doghouse Repairs Month, National Grilling Month, National Horseradish Month, National Hot Dog Month, National Ice Cream Month, National Purposeful Parenting Month, National Recreation and Parks Month, National Water Gardening Month, Roots and Branches Month, Smart Irrigation, Social Wellness Month. Today is Canada Day. It's Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. It's International Joke Day, and it's the day Belgium gets eliminated from the World Cup.
Yeah, it is! Yeah, it is, Belgium! Going down!
Take that!
U.S., dude. 2 o'clock today. As I mentioned, the Chemo Theater, the mayor opened it up. It's free. Everybody's going to be watching the World Cup at the Chemo Theater, so it's an option for you. Oh, go USA! It's also National It's My Birthday Month, so everybody should get it right, except for my job, who got it wrong. They sent out the, hey guys, update for the month of July. Here's all the employees in July whose birthday it is.
You're not on there?
Steve Ogina Radio, July 14th. Aww.
It's the 16th,
it's
y'all.
It's the 16th!
Yep.
So, yeah.
I'm sure we'll be reminded of it.
No, we'll see. That's
quite
the thing.
Quite a few times.
Coming up this morning, you know we do the Stat Devos? They always announce them. And Mitch said, are you going to make a big scene? And I said, nah, I'm probably not going to mention it. Probably won't mention it. It's cool. My real friends know when my birthday is. You said it right away.
Real friends.
Real friends. Hashtag real friends. And it doesn't matter because USA is going to win today and I'm going to forget all about it. Woo!
Yep.
We got a great show for you today. New Music Tuesday moves to our new time slot, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. That's exciting. We're also got a lot to talk about, including the World Cup and the World Cup.
Yep.
The club and the cup.
The club is different. Yeah. It involves not being able to use your cell phone in New Mexico anymore.
Yes, we're going to talk about that.
While driving.
If you are listening to us in your car, you best put that phone down. Statewide laws enacted today. We'll talk about that right around the corner. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
5. See what's going on in the traffic world. Nothing. Just got construction, I-25 in Paseo. It's getting a little backed up around there. We also have construction, I-25 between San Antonio and Paseo. The roadway is reduced to one lane. And a road is closed, 2nd Street South and Central, due to construction. That's all that's going on right now.
Traffic. It's brought to you by Sopo.
Sopo.
It's a coffee shop on Calvary's campus.
Sopo.
We can walk there if we want to, because we're on the campus too.
And I'm going to. I'll do it.
I actually got a dirty chai today.
Dirty chai.
Straight up dirty, y'all.
And it really is, because Annie made it.
Yes, she did. It was good. Guys, it's really good. There's actually espresso in it.
Go by and say hello to Annie.
Yes.
Anastasia. She's the best.
Make sure you physically go in there. Do not just text her, especially if you're driving, because starting today, people.
That's right.
It's illegal.
Uh-oh.
Talking to you, New Mexico. Look me in the eye, girl. Look me in the eye.
Do it.
Starting today, New Mexico is joining 43 other states in banning texting while driving. So if you're listening in your car and you have your phone up, put it down, bro.
Put it down, yo, now.
Here's the thing. This new law bans drivers from surfing the web, typing on their phone, dialing while behind the wheel. Even if they're just viewing the screen at all, period, the end, you can now get ticketed. It does provide exceptions for drivers using hands-free devices to send messages, drivers who pull over to use their cell phone, or to summon emergency help. However, the law does not ban drivers from holding their cell phone to their ear and talking, even though cities like Albuquerque and Santa Fe already do. So Albuquerque, Santa Fe, don't do that.
Don't do it.
But the statewide ban is for texting, specifically.
Okay,
here's
so
the scary
what
thing.
If you have speakerphone on?
Nope.
Okay.
Hands-free. That's why it's hands-free. Albuquerque, it's illegal.
What if you have speakerphone on and you put it in your lap?
Yes. That's honestly what I usually do. I mean, I don't know, because you're not holding it. The point is you're not supposed to be holding it.
Hands-free.
And here's the thing. State police spokesperson Lieutenant Emmanuel Gutierrez says, quote, as I was driving here to talk to you guys, as he was talking to KRQE News, I saw numerous individuals driving, looking down, texting on their keyboard. I'm sure we'll have some stings and some operations exactly pertaining to this. Santa Fe police officers have already handed out 478 cell phone citations.
Whoa.
An average about 1.3 a day. APD couldn't get an updated number in time for the story that broke, but in 2009 they wrote 3,100 cell phone tickets. That's 8.5 a day. Yeah. The news source where we got this from, KRQE News 13, they monitored the intersection of San Mateo and Montgomery yesterday, spotted 7 people ignoring the cell phone ban. That's just people talking on the phone. That's not including texting and driving. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you have an iPod and you're like, oh, bro, but I was just trying to find a CD, mm-hmm. just trying to find a record to play while driving. Still illegal. And here's the thing. They are going to enforce it because they want the message to get out to the community. That's an actual quote from Lieutenant Gutierrez. Drivers caught texting while driving will get a $25 ticket the first time and $50 every time after that. The statewide texting ban goes into effect today, and I'm telling you guys, they're for realsies cracking down on
this.
It's for
reals, y'all.
Texting and driving has taken over drinking and driving as the number one car-related killer. So
pretty nuts.
It's pretty serious, so keep your phones out of your hands when you're driving, because you're going to get ticketed starting today all over the state of New Mexico. That's tough, dude. Because, you know, I see it all the time. We're all guilty of it. Mm-hmm. You're on the phone, you see a police officer, you drop it into your lap or whatever it is that you do. Illegal. Still totes illegal.
Illegal, illegal, illegal.
Yeah, so, and starting today, it takes place across the entire state of New Mexico. So, dude, only Arizona, Mississippi,
oh, yeah.
Missouri, Montana, Oklahoma, and Texas, our home states.
Yes.
Amen.
Do not have a statewide texting ban while driving. That's it.
So, I'm sure Mississippi will have one soon.
Yeah, 43 states currently.
It's just too, it's too dangerous.
It's way too dangerous.
I didn't realize how dangerous it was, honestly. Or at least I knew it was, I just ignored it until that recent theater thing you showed me where they're sitting in that movie theater and then that there's some, well, I'll try to find it and post it on our Facebook, but it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
and scary.
Looking at statistics, if you're traveling 50 miles an hour, right? And you receive a text. I was looking at some stats. You receive a text, you look down at your phone. Literally, the time it takes for you to acknowledge, look down at your phone, 5 seconds could have passed. If you're traveling 50 miles an hour, that's the length of a football field.
Whoa.
With no eye on the road.
That's nuts.
So that's exactly how it happens, and people don't realize how dangerous it is. So, as we said, the number one traffic killer, texting and driving. So, New Mexico! Joining the list of states that are cracking down. $25 for the first ticket, $50 for every ticket after that, even if you just have it in your hand.
Guys, just, it can wait. And if you're like, no, I have to be constant communication, then get a hands-free robot unit on your ear.
Yeah.
Don was talking about that. And I was like, Don, I don't want a robot ear. I don't want one of those.
Little Star Trek looking thing.
But they make headphones, you know, and... You can keep one headphone in, but you're not supposed to wear two headphones while you're driving.
No, you're not.
You want to keep one out in case there's an ambulance or a police car or something.
Yeah, you can't hear the siren. You can't surf the web, you can't type on your phone, you can't dial, you can't anything. If you have your cell phone in your hand now with this new law, you will be ticketed. So don't even hold your phone!
They're going to start coming up with, well, now we know, like cars are coming out with wireless networks in them. And eventually your car will be, and I think some can do this, like you'll be able to plug in your Twitter and all that into your car. And so you'll be driving down the road and your car will be like, you just got a tweet from blah, blah, blah. And then you'll say, reply, blah, 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 send a picture of this. And then it'll, but I guess you won't be able to send pictures because then it'll say this picture and then you'll have a rip.
That's exactly why Static Radio has a new updated app, which streams CD quality now. So it sounds amazing. Sounds better than your FM transmitter. So if you haven't downloaded our free app, get there to the App Store, to the Android market. Just type in Static Radio. You'll find it. It's incredible. Let's take a phone call.
Let's do it.
Static!
Yo, good morning, fellas.
Hey. Morning!
Hey, what about GPS?
What about it?
I use my phone for GPS.
You're going to need to get a dash... like holder thing, because if it's in your hand at all, there is a statewide ban.
Well, now that most GPS are, well, at least on my phone, it audibly speaks to you.
Yeah, and that's the purpose,
right? But that's how all GPS is.
How do I turn that back on my phone? When I first got it, it did that. Yeah, and I was up there, and it no longer talks.
You'll just have to Google.
Hold down the button and go, you
have,
Siri.
Yeah, you have this resource at your fingertips called the internet that will be able to tell you how to turn that back on.
But yeah, the truth is, if you have it in your hand, the new law bans drivers from pretty much doing anything, even if you're just viewing your screen and holding it in your hand. That's not hands-free. The purpose is hands-free. And a lot of times you'll see people like on speakerphone yelling with it in front of them as if that's different because it's not touching their ear. Nope.
That's kind of what I'm doing right now.
Awesome.
Well, put your phone down.
Put your phone down, dude. This is why we're doing this.
I'm trying to help you out. You're just being a dummy.
Illegal.
Hey, it's on my lap.
All right. There you go. Okay.
Okay, good.
There you go. All right, man.
Hey, make a song request.
Absolutely.
Let's go. I don't know. I haven't heard something in a while. Let's do some, now I got a brain fart.
I believe in you.
Let's hear some Reliant K.
Okay. There you go. Good job.
We can handle that.
Yeah, we can do that.
We might be playing a new Reliant K song today for New Music Tuesday.
Ooh!
That doesn't start until 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Starts at 9 today.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Later.
Later.
Bye.
We're just trying to make people be safe.
Calling us right as we're talking about it.
Be safe!
Don't you call me and tell me you can't figure out how to turn something on back on your phone. You just Google it. That's a great song.
Yeah. So there it is. Statewide ban taking place starting today. Even if your phone is simply in your hand. $25 ticket, first time, $50 every time after that. So, yeah. Put your phone down, bro. It can wait.
Just do it.
Team Austin Morning Party.
Now!
Static! Oh, yes. I know this tension that you speak
of. We're in the palm of a hand making. Who's ready for some more Team Austin Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Hey, it's time for traffic now. I gotta tell you all about what's going down on the highways and on the roads out there. I like your face and I like your hair, Doug.
Yeah. What?
Chicken Butt, 1-2. Our rap name should be Chicken Butt. You should be Guess What and I'll be Chicken Butt. That'll be our rap names.
All right.
I like it. We have construction I-25 in Paseo, and it looks like on the eastern side of 25 along Paseo, if you are eastbound on the eastern side, it's going kind of slow. And I can only imagine.
I can only imagine.
Okay. That is from the construction. Also, we have road construction. The roadway reduced to one lane, I-25 south between San Antonio Drive and Paseo. And we have a road closed, 2nd Street North at Central Avenue. That's your look at traffic. Traffic brought to you by SoPo. Line.
Oh, man. Solomon's Porch, 4001. Oh, Sooner Road Northeast. Why can't I find...
It looks like Peter just got back from SoPo.
Yeah.
Walking around. Their number is 505-338, what is it, 3669?
Yeah.
Give them a call. Talk to Anastasia. Tell her to make you something good, unless you're her creepy neighbor, in which case, just leave her alone.
Yeah, man. That's Booyah. So weird.
She told us a crazy story.
Crazy story. Mm-hmm. Crazy story. Speaking crazy. Of crazy stories, local story. A Taos High School teacher.
Local.
To our state.
To New Mexico.
Has rejected a $5,000 bonus.
Whoa! That's right, you heard it here first. A teacher, a public school teacher,
yeah, man.
Has rejected a $5,000 bonus. Continue.
Dang it! We just started the story!
What happened?
We've got a phone call that takes precedence.
Let's do it.
I've got to go here. Static!
Good morning. Mark Wiggins.
Dude! Hey! Listen to me, buddy.
Yeah.
Fireman Wiggins on the phone. I just finished watching the brand new music video for Maroon 5.
Yeah.
Maps. New music video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in it, there's an attractive young lady taking shots, and it looks like forcing Adam Levine to take shots so that she can make out with him, even though he's already got a girlfriend. What a floozy.
It was so brutal to watch. So in my defense...
And that's your daughter, by the way.
That's your daughter, man!
I hated it. I woke up this morning and I watched it, and I first have to go back. I hurt my shoulder and my knee at work this last few days at work.
Oh, no.
And so I didn't sleep real well. And then Megan, the alleged floozy, flew from New York to Chicago last night because she's shooting some stuff for Sears. But her flight was delayed, so she didn't get out of New York till like 12:30 in the morning. And didn't get into Chicago until like 3 in the morning, to which she texts me to let me know that she's there and fine, and all, like, which wakes me up. So I was tired when I woke up.
Yeah, you were.
So, just going to say that. So then when I watched the video, I felt myself sinking into this dark, deep hatred for all humanity. and so my wife was getting ready for work and stuff. She was all happy, of course, you know, because she's a girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's the last time I'm watching that video.
Yeah.
And,
I've only watched it three times, man.
Well, I watched it again just now, and it wasn't as bad. And I just got off the phone with Megan, too. She was in makeup in Chicago for Sears, that wholesome, beautiful place called Sears. Everybody else. You know what I mean. Sorry about that. And so my wife had to calm me down a little bit this morning and said, look, it's just acting. It's just a video. And when I spoke with Megan, too, I said, she goes, well, what'd you think? And I said, I didn't care for the drinking. And she said, Dad, it wasn't real alcohol. It's just, they're not going to. I was like, I know it's not real. I mean, none of it's real. I'm not an idiot. And I said, well, it was nice to see your cute little face on
making out with Adam Levine's. Well, trying to, you know. He didn't go for it because, you know, your daughter was the Proverbs 5 temptress that was trying to lead him to death.
I think he's trying to lead her dad to death. What's going on?
I got a text early this morning from Nicole, your sis, who sent me the link for the new Maroon 5 video. And I watched it. And so, for those just joining us, Fireman Wiggins, your daughter, actress, model, and she portrays the temptress in a new Maroon 5 video trying to get Adam Levine to make out.
I don't know how much I can give away. I believe it's going to turn out that she's an ex-girlfriend.
Because
there's more stuff to fall. I can't even talk a whole lot about it, but there's more. And so my big issue, Maroon 5's music is what it is. It's pretty talented guys, but it tends to lean towards the sensual side. And just not a big fan of that when my daughter's involved kind of stuff. And in general, so again, no judgment towards all that kind of stuff. It was just odd to watch. You know, again, the darkness is slightly lifted. Started watching SportsCenter.
And listening to this station.
Hey, remember, USA is playing Belgium today at 2 p.m. Hopefully that will lift your spirits. Just watch the game. World Cup action. It's going to be great. Speaking of cups, your daughter was taking shots from plastic cups.
Oh, my gosh.
In a music video.
You're wrong. Yeah, go watch the video. She was drinking it from the bottle.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
She was pouring shots for Adam Levine.
She's legit, man.
She was rocking whiskey straight from the bottle. That's right.
Man.
Was it tequila? No, it's tequila because she hands a lime to Adam Levine and purses his lips with her little fingertips.
She has a role in the accident that happens to this other girl.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah, and the funny part, if you guys have the time, I can tell you a little bit about Do you have the time?
Yeah, we got time.
I should pause when I say something like that.
No.
Anyway, so she walked into the whole pre-production stuff, and the model actress that was playing the girlfriend was there, and didn't really care for my daughter, and not in a friendly or funny way, and she did an obscene gesture because she was the girl that Tim sat on in the video, and my daughter was like, what the heck's going on with this girl? Kind of funny.
Man.
Kind of stuff.
What's it like having a supervillain for a daughter?
Yeah. She kills Adam Levine's girlfriend, basically.
We think.
By her actions.
We're not sure. It's to be continued.
The other ironic part, too, is Adam Levine's fiance, Agdal, I don't even know her name, kind of stuff.
Abdon, yes.
Abdon, I don't know.
Abdon the Great. No, I don't know.
Abdon the model.
Zoltar. Doesn't really care for what's going on in the video because Megan actually resembles Adam Levine's real-life ex-girlfriend.
Oh, man.
So I don't even know her name either. I don't know. I don't keep up with all these people.
How do you live? How do you survive? How does God carry you through, Fireman Wiggins?
I'm grumpy most of the time because I'm tired. My daughter thinks she has complete access to me 24/7 because she's on New York time. Well, you know, it's a little different than here.
What
so.
Daughter has that with her dad? You need to tell her to get right.
Shut up. Okay, I get it. You're home and safe. Now leave me alone. It's 3 in the morning here. What are you doing out at 1 a.m. in New York anyway?
Oh, man. Probably doing shots with Adam Levine for a music video.
No, he's in L.A.
Duh. Duh, Steve-O. I got your back, Fireman Wiggins.
Thank you. And on a little tiny side note, too, for you guys, little Douglas Case, who answered the phone when I called. I've known him since before he was born.
Small world.
I remember when Doug was 3.
In the world. Sorry? Yeah.
I said, I remember when Doug was 3.
No,
he was just a bouncing little baby. I'm hundreds of years old.
Yeah. So, Anyway, that's how the dad feels. Oh. And it's like that about, it's not just the video. I really, like I said, I don't care for all the, even Sears is right on the edge for me sometimes.
You know, hey, you know, Sears, Fireman
man, they
Wiggins,
are edgy.
Oops, sorry.
I love you, and you are a reminder of God's greatness in that I have three boys. So I'm,
dang,
I praise him every day because of friends like you who have daughters who are in music videos.
Yeah, taking shots and tempting men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out several times during the conversation, by the way.
Times, man. Hey,
you did it to yourself. You called
hey,
us.
Hey, you know what? And if that Maroon 5 money is too much for you to bear, we are a listener-supported station. So.
Yes, you are. I'll make sure that you guys are involved in her charitable doings.
We like that.
Oh, hey, you man. Guys. Awesome for taking the call. Thank you.
Heck yeah, I love you, dude. And tell her she's doing amazing. It was absolutely incredible to see her in the music video. I couldn't believe it. It was like, whoa, that's Megan!
Yeah, so, yeah. She was in there. Next time she's in town, like, I don't know when and if she survives the first time I see her.
Yeah.
Because I might have to choke her up.
Yeah.
We'll try and go down and see you guys.
Please do. Have her on the show. We miss her.
Meet her in person.
Okay. Beautiful.
All right, you guys. God bless.
Man. God bless you, too.
Bye.
Fireman Wiggins, everybody. His daughter, Megan, stars in the new Maroon 5 video, which premiered today at MTV.com.
She's a villain.
She's a villain! Yeah, we had her for our prom a couple years ago, hanging out, talking to the kiddos, preparing, because she had just signed a modeling contract.
Wow.
And talking about being a Christian in the industry, and yeah. Mm-hmm. Now she's doing shots with Adam Levine in music videos.
Man, she's changed.
Which was probably really just apple juice.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
So
that's what it looked like. I could measure the alcohol content with my eyes.
Oh, man, we got to take a quick break. Coming up, we got to talk about this. A Taos high school teacher rejected a government merit pay. He would have been given a $5,000 bonus, but he rejected it. The reason, I don't know, may surprise you. Talk about that on the way back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Cool to the max.
That's right.
We gotta look up those trapper keepers. Oh, if you missed breaking news, you missed it, babies.
You did.
We've already got people complaining on Facebook that we're not doing New Music Tuesday at 8, but it's something we can't help. We pushed it back for the summer, and you guys will get along swimmingly eventually.
Swimmingly!
We have construction I-25 in Paseo. Getting a little backed up. We also have construction. The roadway is reduced to one lane, I-25 south between San Antonio Drive and Paseo do Norte. Also, we have a road closed due to construction, 2nd Street North at Central Avenue. It looks like there's something going on 40 eastbound between Coors and the Big I. I'm not sure what it is, but it looks a little bit backed up. So be careful if you are eastbound on I-40 between Coors and the Big Eye. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Now, we mentioned the story in the 7 o'clock hour, posting it to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there, chime in, or just give us a call. Phone lines are open. 338-3700. A Taos high school teacher rejects his $5,000 bonus for doing his job. In fact, that's exactly why he rejected. A Taos high school teacher said no, declining the offer from the New Mexico Public Education Department. Claiming, quote, "The idea that the state would need to offer me a bonus to do my job, frankly, is insulting," end quote. Here's the thing, dude. He's on a teacher's salary. He's been married 8 years. And he hasn't been on a honeymoon. He said, "I'd love to have the bonus check. My wife and I haven't had a honeymoon. We've been married 8 years on my salary. We just can't book those plane tickets yet." I guess back in 2012, his students were so successful in state testing, he was offered the bonus merit pay. However, he questioned its fairness and refused the check.
What?
Yeah. He said, part of me said, "You've worked hard. You deserve it because so many people contribute to the education of these students for whom I was being rewarded. I couldn't in good conscience accept the money that my colleagues weren't receiving." In a statement, the public education department acknowledged his decision, saying, "We know these efforts are leading the way in helping New Mexico students." They also said the state's students ranked first in advanced placement tests nationally.
Wow.
Governor Susana Martinez made an education reform a goal of hers in her first term. And, of course, is talking about its level of success in her reelection efforts going on right now. She's also made it clear, along with education designate Hannah Scandera, that they don't think all teachers are doing a good job, and merit pay is one way to award the teachers succeeding in the classroom. But this teacher says he sees it completely differently. Quote, "Teachers, education, it's not Wall Street. Teachers don't work for bonuses. We work for the kids." Perhaps there are people in our government and our state who believe teachers need to be incentivized to do their job, but picking a good teacher here and there isn't a good way to do that. So he refused his $5,000 bonus because he said, "No, I'm just doing my job. More people should just do their job." But the question is, should he have really rejected the bonus? I mean,
I say no.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything. Well, here's the thing. If he was so worried about his coworkers, why didn't he take the bonus and split it up amongst his coworkers?
Oh, there you go.
You know?
Because I'm sure that the public education department is going to spend it in other ways.
Yeah. They'll do something with it.
They're going to spend it anyways.
Or he could have done a ton of stuff with it. He could have got it and not spent it on himself at all and just like enhanced a few classrooms with some things that they needed.
Yeah, man.
And marked it down
as like
personal donations.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't know. It seems I understand what he's saying. It's a good principle.
Yeah.
Teachers should be in it for the students. Most teachers nowadays are not.
Yeah.
You can talk to any teacher. You can talk to Chrissy. You can talk to my mom.
Yeah.
Even Dawn, you know. Peg, any of them. Teachers seem like nowadays it's a different breed.
Yeah.
But I will say this. If you are becoming a teacher, it's probably more of a labor of love now because you go into it thinking, man,
I am not ever going to get paid what I'm worth.
This is going to suck.
Which is another reason why this high school teacher, it kind of befuddled me.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, he was offered a $5,000 bonus for doing an incredible job. It was based on merit from the New Mexico Public Education Department. And he said, nah, I don't deserve this. A lot of other teachers were instrumental in these kids' lives, and they're not getting a bonus check. So I don't think it's fair that I take this check, and I'm not going to. And I don't get it.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio if we got any teachers out there who are on summer vacation. What do you think? Because I honestly don't know.
What, let's phrase the question of the day, because right now I just have, what's up with that?
What's up with that? Yeah.
Dude, I don't even know how to say it.
Turn down for what, Tuesday?
Turn down for what? Turn down for why, friend? Turn down for why?
He turned down his $5,000 bonus.
It's not really our call to make because it's his decision. He's already made it. So,
but should he have rejected it? I mean,
Maybe I'll just put, what do you guys think of his rejection?
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We posted the story. It's a Taos High School teacher. So, New Mexico, a shout out. And speaking of New Mexico, I want to remind you guys, the state texting ban took effect today. So we joined 43 other states banning texting while driving, and this text ban covers simply holding your phone in your hand.
There it is.
$25 fine the first time, $50 for every subsequent offense. But just know, the law took effect today, and the police are cracking down on that. Texting and driving took over deadliest car crashes, basically, topping drinking and driving. So it's obviously a very big issue. So, yeah, APD cracking down, as well as the state police. New ban, banning drivers from surfing the web, typing on their phones, dialing while behind the wheel, even just viewing your screen in your hand, it says. So everybody who called in earlier and said, well, what about GPS? What about get like a little dash holder or something?
Well, I'm confused about that. Most GPS even back to when they first came out,
yeah.
are audible instructions. Turn right. I don't understand why that's even an issue. GPS should not be an issue in this equation.
Got me.
Because you just start it before you drive, and then you listen to it as you drive, and you don't even have to look at it.
Yeah.
Now, I do understand they can be a little confusing, but as far as having to constantly look down at your phone, you don't have to if your GPS is running.
Right.
Even if it's on your phone.
Yeah, so just so you know, ban took place, goes into effect starting today. A statewide ban on texting and driving. Let's hit some phone calls. Static!
Hey, yo.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you still, I'm wanted to put in my two cents about that teacher.
Yeah, help us. Help
well,
us.
Well, hey, $5,000, that's a lot of money, man. I mean, I have credit cards. I have student loans and, you know, all that stuff. I would be happy to take that $5,000. I'm not a teacher. I never would be or could be, for that matter. But, I mean, he had a few students do pretty well on a test, perform pretty well. But what about the students who didn't do so well? I think that if I was in this teacher's shoes, I would tell myself, well, I had a few students who did really well, but should I be getting a bonus knowing that I've had these students who weren't so successful? You know, should I be getting demoted based on these other students who weren't doing so well? I mean, should I really be paid based on my performance, or should I just do my job and
yeah.
pay for what I'm doing? You know, so that's just my two cents. I mean, that's how I would feel if I was in this position, although I would be happy to take that bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
The call.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. 505-338-3700, the phone number. A Taos High School teacher rejected a $5,000 bonus for doing a good job, saying, hey, this isn't Wall Street. I don't work for bonuses. I work for the kids. And rejected the government's $5,000 bonus for him because the students tested better than anyone in the U.S., basically. He said,
I guess
the state testing was so successful. Yeah.
Now, teaching it's a different thing, and I agree with that, but it seems like with any other job, if you would have been offered a bonus, you wouldn't have turned it down.
Right.
You know? Like, if you guys came to me and said, Matt, you've done a really good job on the radio. Here's a bonus.
Here's $5,000.
I wouldn't say no, because I do this for the people, not for money. No. You know?
Right.
That's asinine, in my opinion. I don't think him taking the bonus would be an author of his ultimate motivation.
Yeah, I don't know. Static!
Well, first off, I don't think radio disc jockeys are the platform for politics anyway, but teachers are. So that might make a change from what you just said. But, hey, so I'm thinking this guy's got more convictions than he does worry about money. And I think that's important in life.
Yeah,
and if you think about the amount of people that are now talking about what he did, mm-hmm. that's a pretty powerful $5,000 spend.
It's true. I don't understand what you meant about.
I know
politics.
I didn't understand the start.
Okay, you guys said I'm a disc jockey. I don't get a bonus for if we get a bonus for doing great on the radio. Well, the radio is not a platform for politics, but education is. So for this guy to make this statement, he's actually doing something that is part of the political discussion.
Gotcha.
Guys on the radio or not. So if you get a $5,000 bonus and you reject it, I'm going to laugh at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hey, guys. This is Mark the Bus Rider.
Hey, Bus Rider Mark.
Hey. So I'm actually going for my teaching degree right now as well, about a year away from getting it. And, yeah, there's definitely this feeling amongst people who are going into the profession that, you know, this isn't something you're going to get paid a lot for.
Right.
It's really more of a ministry, especially the way I view it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that possibly that this teacher's decision was also probably based on his fellow teachers, his peers, to make a point to them. And also, it can be difficult when you're given this kind of like special treatment, even if it's deserved, that other your fellow teachers might look at you and look down on you or feel like, oh, you think you're so much better than me because you got because you happen to have good kids. Because I mean, teaching, one of the things that I love about it is also the hardest thing about it is that you cannot control what students you get. You
very
might have
true.
Very very difficult students. And or you might have a batch of really good ones. And in his case, he might have had a batch of really good, receptive, self-motivated students this time. But next time, he might not be so lucky. Yeah. I mean, in either case, they had, you know, a teacher has to take the job seriously and try to do the best he or she can. But there's you know, it's not a formula. It's not like, you know, math. Yeah. Like, you just put in the formula and you always get good results.
That's very true, and that's a solid point. It's kind of like it's the luck of the draw for him.
Mm-hmm.
So in the situation that this would have been you, would you have taken the bonus?
No, I don't think I would have. No, I don't think I would have.
That's cool. Right. That's cool.
There you go.
Yeah. Have a great morning, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Bus Rider Mark, everybody.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, because obviously we can't alter his decision.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's his personal, that's kind of like a personal conviction thing. That's like, you know, we talk about it all the time. Just because you think something, you know, as long as it's not like a core issue, if you think, like, say, drinking is wrong, you know, you can't push that on other people, and it's not right for them to push that on you,
right?
Because it's your personal conviction. You have your reasons and they have their reasons for disagreement or whatever.
Yeah.
So obviously we can't go in there and say, this guy's wrong, right? This guy is stupid, because it's his personal conviction. I just don't understand it.
I guess I don't understand the idea of the political aspect of it, saying no, because obviously we're not teachers, so
right.
Who knows what's going on with education reform, with the public education department.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if we called Chrissy.
Well, education's in, it sucks right now from my friends that I know that are teachers currently, and like I said, my mom, she works at the county department now, and she's in charge. She is one of the heads of the special education department in Lee County in Mississippi.
Yeah.
So she still deals with the education system a lot. And from what I know, it's a big old trash can.
Right.
Just nationwide.
Yeah.
You know, and they're constantly taking money away from education so we can buy more guns, or so we can put it here or whatever. So I don't think it's doing very well. So I understand on that principle, standing up and saying, no, we should be teachers and we should do this because we care about our students.
Yeah.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, you don't necessarily have to reject it, because you could take that and you could use it to enhance not only your life, but the lives of other teachers and the students in your classroom.
Yeah.
And as far as a political statement, I don't know exactly what that would say, but it seems to me like that might even go farther than just saying, no, I'm not taking this money based on principle.
Right.
I don't know.
Could be wrong. Static!
Hi. So I have two comments on that. One is, in New Mexico especially, my mother's a teacher, and they have been pushing standardized testing so much that it really takes away from other things the kids are learning. It's taken away from recesses. It's taken away from art programs, music programs, all these other things that used to be considered core parts of education. And it's gone to where it's primarily teaching kids how to take tests. It's not even teaching them the material to cover tests. I mean, to be able to know the material, it's about being able to take tests well. And that's not really what a teacher's job should be. And that's how a lot of my mother's fellow teachers feel, is that the focus is misplaced. Secondly, it's not that teacher's job to spend his money to enhance classrooms. That is the job of the government.
That is true.
So I do agree that this is a bigger political statement for him to say, you know what, this isn't fair. It's not fair in the way that we're treating teachers. It's not fair in the way that we're treating students, that the focus isn't in the right spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
All right. Bye. And bringing up the standardized testing, that's it. It was based upon standardized testing, advanced placement testing. Hey, your students did better than anybody else's, so we're going to hook you up with some cash. Makes sense. Hey, coming up, new time slot, 9 a.m., New Music Tuesday. On the way, get your thoughts in on this teacher. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Just a rat remember. Brother, get that.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
It's a time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We gotta hurry.
Yeah.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Steve O'Mateo, we're here. We're live. Like,
what happened?
Yeah.
Guys, we fell through a dimensional portal, but we are back and we're happy to be back. So
yeah.
That's what happened. No worries. It's all good.
Thankfully, Mitch will be rocking and rolling coming up today in the 1 o'clock hour. New Music Tuesday. Yeah, I'm making her push it back.
That's right. Summertime pushbacks.
There you go. So we're going to be rocking around. There's a ton of music to get through, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get to it.
That's right.
This first track by the Gaslight Anthem, they have brand new music.
This is a brand new single from a yet-to-be-released album. The album is called Get Hurt. This is the first single off of it. It's called Rolling and Tumbling.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Brand new music from the Gaslight Anthem, Rolling and Tumbling. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Awesome!
Yeah!
Yeah, I was digging that one. That was good. Tell us what you think at our Facebook page. We're kind of rolling through it. It's the 9 o'clock hour, and of course, Mitch and Celeste will be rocking it during their respective shows. 1 p.m. today, Bransford's going to be doing her thing.
And then we have the encore at 5.
Yeah, 5 p.m. tonight. The
Celeste
encore,
counts so. Down the quote-unquote top 5.
There you go. Tell us what you think about it. What do we got people saying?
Steve said he likes it. Thinking Squad 5-0-ish the later years.
Ooh.
TJ said no.
All right. Keeping the music rolling. Dig it or bury it. It is New Music Tuesday. Got some brand new Knox Hamilton for you. Get your judging on. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Knox Hamilton, Ameritown. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Crystal says dig, Thebe says steel guitar, and it's not Ben Harper. Good stuff, TJ says it's aight.
All right, speaking of... I was going to say, speaking of all right, but I've never even heard this song.
Yeah, this is Propaganda. We actually play a short track
dude.
From him
yeah.
Called Excellence, I think. It's an introduction sort of to his record. This, though, is a single. It's How Did We Get Here?
I don't know. How?
By Propaganda. I believe it features a couple other guys. Andy Mineo's in it. There's a couple other dudes
all right.
floating around in there.
Bring
but,
some hip-hop elements.
Yeah, actually a couple of hip-hop songs today.
Tell us what you think about this one from Propaganda. How did we get here? Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
I inspire above them as your desire requires this lost angel city. Don't pity us, fully aware. That's why I don't flinch at a bully scare.
Propaganda! How did we get here?
How did we? I don't know. It's kind of
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about all the jams. It's New Music Tuesday. A little late today.
Doug,
my bad.
Doug, you didn't put creamer in my coffee.
My bad!
That was some other form of white powder. Just kidding. Terrible. Bryn says, dig, dig, dig. Sean says, dig, diggy fresh. Caleb says, too much hip-hop lately. I'm going to say bury. That's the fourth hip-hop track you'll hear on our station during the regular hour. So
of the 380 songs in our rotation.
You know, you don't want to tip the scales,
so,
but
yeah.
I feel like we're treading lightly.
Too much.
Thebe says, head bob, and TJ says, not a chance. Bill says, nope, but my dad is in town, and he's twerking, so turn it off now.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to keep it on going. We've got another hip-hop artist. This is a new artist. Her name is Hillary Jane.
That's
and this
right.
is the first single from her album.
Hillary Jane, 2016.
Her album's called Sticks and Stones. This is the first track called Chimneys, a video just released.
Boom.
Check it out.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Hey, what you looking at? Thought I told you a couple times I ain't going back, back. I can see straight now. Surrender to my king now.
Hillary Jane. Song called Chimneys. Tell us what you think. Right now, it's a clean sweep.
It is. I am legitimately surprised. I thought more people would be into it.
Okay.
But Carlos says not digging. The past one was cool, though. I guess
okay.
they're talking about
hip-hop head.
propaganda. Yeah. Louise says Barry. Penelope says nope. Alicia says Barry. Caleb says not my style, Barry. Oh, please, please, Barry.
Wow. All right. Lots of negativo there.
Maybe not. Maybe that's reserved for Surge.
Yeah, maybe. There you go.
The
but
people
that's
have
okay.
spoken.
Nothing wrong with that. So.
Oh, wait. Whoa, whoa. I just reloaded it. I actually like this. I like it. Dig. It might take some time, but I could get into this dig. Maybe we'll give it a chance.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see. Can we go old school?
I wish. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Reliant K, part of the 20th anniversary of Goatee Records, which, of course, was started by Toby Mac. Toby Mac.
I think it was started by the Goatee Brothers.
Nah.
Toby Mac came along.
Nah,
with it.
Toby Mac started it. And he was like, man, I got a goatee. This is the name of my record company, y'all.
If y'all want to get y'all music arrested.
Yes, there you go. There was an artist that we played back in the day. His name was John Q. Public, right? John Q. Public.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Way back in the day.
Yes.
Old school Christian music.
Song was called Body B, and for reals, we I think this song was, man, long ago.
Yeah, Johnny Q. Public.
Johnny Q. Public.
This is what it used to... Was it a full band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time I heard it, I always thought it was going to be hip-hop, and then it was like, oh, this isn't hip-hop at all.
Okay, yes. I thought you said he, and I was like, wait, maybe I've got him confused. But yeah, I remember the band.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
that was what it was.
Goatee put out their 20 years brand new record compilation. And we played Stereo from House of Heroes last week.
Covering Fourth Avenue Jones.
Yeah, featuring Stephanie Smith. This week, this is Reliant K's cover of Body Beat.
Ooh, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static. Reliant K, Body B, Dig It or Bury It, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Of course, a cover of Johnny Q. Public.
Mm-hmm. Paul texts and said it reminds him of the old mulleted Matt Gentry days.
Ah, yes.
Sean says, ought a bigger day. Not quite sure. Thebe says, not a fan, but this is a different sound. Not bad at all. TJ says, it's about time someone accepted my greatness. Bill says, TJ, go back to sleep. This is great. Creepy Caleb says, I always end up liking Reliant K's covers better than the originals. Diggin. Nathan says, Reliant K always gives us faithful, competent, yet unnecessary covers.
Beautiful. I like that. Probably my favorite comment. Keeping it going, man. We got a block of culture shocks coming up.
So
be prepared for that. Really excited to talk about all of those culture shocks. But right now,
this is a new band called Hearts Like Lions. Just released an EP. I think you can go to hmmagazine.com and listen to it.
Nice.
For free. This song's called Man of Dust.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hearts Like Lions, Man of Dust. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Joe the Nanny says, I feel like I've heard this before, but I don't think so because I'm not that hipster. Anyways, I like this song. So dig.
Speaking of hipsters, we've got a block of culture shocks coming your way. I'm really excited about these. And speaking of culture shock,
hey.
Pastor Skip Heitzig, Calvary Albuquerque, starting a brand new series called The Playlist.
Yes.
Where he's going to be paralleling the Psalms, going through the book Psalms, and paralleling those with some modern poetry, if you will, artists of our day.
You see, old Skip supports what this station does.
I'm excited, and we're going to start having him in studio this next week. Every week, talking about his new series, what songs he's going to be doing, just digging into the Book of Psalms with Pastor Skip. I am freaking stoked
on that.
Sounds
good to me.
Yeah. Speaking of sounding good, some great culture shocks. Tell us what you think about them. Dig them, bury them. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What they speak to you. This first one coming to us from William Beckett.
Woo!
Your bruh!
William Beckett used to sing for a band called The Academy Is. He's now a solo artist. He toured with House of Heroes and Reliant K and Hello Goodbye back in summer 2012, which was my first tour with House of Heroes. So lots of fun. Awesome memories with this dude and all those fellas. But he is now on tour with Pat Benatar and Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
And he's, on his social media, he's like, I cannot believe I'm on tour It's like Pat Benatar and her guitar player, and then Rick Springfield and his band, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
And he just put out this track. It's from an upcoming digital, like, two-pack single thing. It's a brand new song. It's called Walls. It's got a great message. And he said that he actually wrote this about a fan. This is a real fan story. And I believe he mentions her name in the song. It's really cool. Check it out. Great message. It's William Beckett. The song's called Walls. Dig it or bury it. Let us know.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static! William Beckett. Song's called Walls.
Walls.
Break them walls down.
Thebe says, if he covers Jesse's girl, I dig this. No, I dig this. It's good. TJ says, who's Pat Benefit and Rick Spring Chicken? And Bill says, this is my new jam. Alicia says, I dig. Joel the Nanny says, I love this guy. Saw him summer 2012. He was amazing. Got his autograph, and he spelled my name right without any help. He made my day. Maybe I'm biased because of that, but hey, this is a good song, so maybe not. I don't know, but I know I dig this song.
Gosh.
Stream of consciousness
Joelle,
commenting.
She's like rocking espresso like it's going out of style and then immediately hitting her keyboard.
Ah, check this out. Brian says, I want to like it because I love the Academy Is, but honestly, it just makes me miss the good old days. Won't be buying it, but wouldn't change the station if it got put in rotation.
All right.
Penelope says, I really want to like this, but I just don't.
All right.
Thank you, Penelope.
We've got a few more culture shocks. You can check out the details on those at mystaticradio.com. I switched it. Is that cool?
That's cool.
All right. We got three more, so we've got to rush through this, or we're going to dip into Mitch's show, and nobody wants that.
Yep.
Okay. Facebook.com/
This is Twin Atlantic Brothers and Sisters.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static! Are you still out there? Because enough is enough. Twin Atlantic brothers and sisters, rejoice.
Caleb says, I like it when you can tell they have accents when they sing. That's nifty. I think I'm digging. I'm of the same opinion. Brian says, out and now are words I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, he's like, what, Scottish, British, Irish?
It sounds Irish.
Canadian.
To me. Alicia says, dig it. Joel the Nanny says, actually, I'm drinking tea, Steve-O.
Oh, my bad,
no
girl.
No espresso for me, just nannying. Oh, and I guess I can dig this song. Okay. And then Brian again says, it's strange, but I think I like it. Maybe.
All right.
I'm Ron Merkin. That's what he said.
Two more to get to. Where do you want to go?
Let's do this one.
All right. Let's do it. The band is called Bleachers. It's a culture shock, a suggestion. Actually, from my brain.
Your brain.
I'm just kidding. Suggested I was driving down Steve-O. The road and I heard this song on another station locally and thought, this is a really rad song. And then I started listening to lyrics and said, this is a really rad song. The idea of wanting to get better, that all your friends are doing the exact same things. We've all hit those points where we've seen everybody else around us doing the same things and seeing what it leads to and how you're getting nowhere and wanting to change your life. So there you go. Culture Shock from Bleachers. The song is called I Want to Get Better. Dig it. Bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party?
Now!
Static!
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Call him a name and a follow, justifying you. I trace the faith to...
Bleachers, I want to get better. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell me what you think.
Tell them what you think.
Hey.
I like it.
What'd you think?
I don't care what they think. I like it. Reminds me of City Rain.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Brian says this song is legend. Wait for it. Very legendary. Not really. It's kind of fun. Kayla says that was wild from start to finish. Dig. Joel the Nanny says, I wasn't sure I liked the vocals at first, but now I dig it. Good summer jam, methinks.
Yep.
Annalise says, freaking yes. I straight up love Bleachers. Dig so much. Like. Thebe says, nice. TJ says, play more 21 Pilots. Bill says, it got better.
Okay.
And Caleb Cooper says, this is pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, I did it, guys.
You did it. You did good.
I finally suggested a song people didn't hate. So there you go.
When's the last time you suggested a song people like or didn't like?
Yeah, I don't suggest much
Nine Inch
anymore.
Nails?
Yes, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
Which we need to add that other culture shock from there.
Heck yeah, we do. All right. Finally, are we ready for this?
This is the last one. This comes from, well, sort of your brain, but mostly Mitch's brain.
Mostly Mitch's brain.
This is Metric. Yeah. It's a song called Breathing Underwater from their latest release, which is a couple of years old. But still, that's fine. Still awesome.
Still awesome. Clash of Demon Head. Song's called Breathing Underwater. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Metric, Breathing Underwater, your final song for New Music Tuesday.
Hooray!
And our final moments.
Yes.
Did people like it?
Yes, they did.
Okay, good.
Glad to hear it, too.
Question of the day was posted, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's been a crazy day. I cannot believe we are done already.
We are done.
Coming up, manana, we're going to be talking with Fred Thompson, actor extraordinaire, former senator of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be very, very cool. Of course, this afternoon, join the party people at the Lobo Theater.
1:30.
Doors are going to be open. They're going to be hanging out, preparing for USA Belgium. It is right there on Richmond and Central. It's going to be jamming on the big screen. So if you're a fan of soccer, football. If you will.
Football.
U.S. playing Belgium today. Starts at 2 o'clock. You can get there at 1:30. Doors are open then. Well, I guess that's it for us.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go.
We do. Lots
we got,
to
like,
do.
20 seconds before that's got to hit. So.
Boom.
Sweet, man.
Sweet.
Good show.
It was great. For the part that we were here.
Until tomorrow, you can find our podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. Sweet, man.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's a Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Yep. Static.